Shalom aleichem, sweet as friends. We're continuing our study of the Sefer Amidos Lechaikar Halacha of Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel, Zichrono Levracha, the great Gaon, the Talmud in Telz, the Talmud of Shimon Shkat, Chief Rabbi of Belgium, of Tel Aviv. And in the previous shiur, we discussed the differences between the French and Spanish poskim, HaTzarfetim VaSfaradim. And we're going to continue that discussion in this year, which would be Lili Nishmas Esther Bats Shmuel and Alexander Zusha ben Rav Yosef and the Refuas Tobias Bats Tamagasi and Daniela Masha ben Bats Yisko Rachel. One of the differences between the, in addition to the differences we discussed in the previous year, between the Sfaradim and the Tzarfatim, is that the Sfaradim made a distinction more than the Tzarfatim between the Chiyuv and Shlila, between the positive and the negative. Incidentally, we're starting on page Kuf Chav Gimel. If you have the book, it's very kedai to have, and even to look inside. So the first instance he gives an example of this, where the Sfaradim make a distinction that between Chiyuv and Shlula that the Tzarfatim don't make, is on the famous Kasha of... we know that there's a concept called Breira. Can we say Breira? Is there not Breira? Breira means that what happened afterwards is going to determine what had happened before. In other words, a person wants to make his children registered on the Carbon Pesach, so he says, you're going to have a race. And whoever comes first, that's the one I'm registering now on my Carbon Pesach. So that's called Breira, that Misbar. Afterwards, the Maisa that had happened earlier, the Halacha is that ain't Breira. And the Tzarfatim, Rashi and Tosfos said, they said, wait a second, if we hold that ain't Breira, then what about Tanais? How is there such a thing as a Tanai? Because a Tanai also is a type of Breira, no? That if I say that if this and this happens, then this should be a Maisa, then that's Breira, it's Mizbar because of the Tanai, that this was a Maisa. So then how can we say that such a thing as Tanai if we hold that ain't Breira? And the Tzarfatim answered what they answered. However, the Ran, who's in the category of the Sfaradim, so he says, in the third parak of Gittin, in the Sugi of Breira, the Ramban Zaltirek, the Ran says, in the name of the Ramban, the Plugta de Breira who dafta b'masna al shnei dvarim. What's interesting, Breira and Tanai? Breira is when there's two different things involved. Kagon, Omer le'ezer shetetze b'pesach tchila. The guy says, I'm going to divorce whoever comes out of the door first. Shumasna al zeh ve'al zeh, there are two different things involved. V'chein b'omer shnei lugin shani asid l'hafri shem truma. He's talking about the two lugs that I'm going to be mafresh in the future, that's truma. Shu masnal shnei lugin shebechavios. Shebechavios is masnal two lugs in the chavis. B'cheini b'chacham l'mizrach eruvi l'ma'am b'chacham l'mizrach eruvi l'mizrach min b'chacham l'marav eruvi l'marav. So he says that if b'chacham comes to the east, my eruv will be in the east, and if the b'chacham comes from the west, then the eruv t'chum and I made should be in the west. If somebody writes, makes a Tanai on one thing alone, like he says, that write a get for my wife. If she comes out from the door first, then it'll be a good get. If somebody says, if a Chacham comes from the east, my Eruv will be an Eruv. My Eruv Chatzeris will be an Eruv. Even if you don't hold a Breira, it works. In other words, what is the Ramban saying? The Ramban is saying that the difference between Tanai and Breira is that Breira is talking about there are two different things involved. For example, there's two different women involved, and you say, whoever comes out from the door first, this get should be written for her. Or there's a guy's coming, a Chacham is coming to visit, and the guy wants to go out to greet him, so he puts out an Eruv Chatzeris, and he says, if the Chacham is coming from the Mizrach, so then my Eruv should be in the Mizrach, and if the Chacham is coming in the Marav, my Eruv should be in the Marav, should be in the West. So this way, there's two different things involved. So that's where we talk about Breira, and if you hold Ein Breira, then Ein Breira, it doesn't work to do such a thing. But if you make a Tanai on one thing, for example, somebody says, write a get for my wife, and it should be a valid get if she comes out from the door first, then you're only dealing with one person, with one wife. Or a person says, if the Chacham comes from the Mizrach, so then my Eruv should be in Eruv, and if not, then it shouldn't. So there, where it's the Tanai is only in one thing, so there the Tanai is considered a Tanai, and even if you don't hold of Breira, the Tanai is still considered a Tanai. Because so that's the chilek the Ramban makes. So explain between two things. Breira is when there's two different things involved, two different people, two different eruvs, etc. And tanai is your only one thing. You make a tanai about one thing, not about two. So the difference is, says Rav Amiel, that the Ramban is pointing out is bein chiyuv l'shlila. The kol hamusag breira hu b'shnei dvarim hamitnagdim ze laze. The whole idea of the difference here between is between the positive and the negative, because breira works when there's two contradictory things. Vanus kukim al kol davar lekboa et haiglai milta lemafreya, and then we have to say on each thing that it's going to be megala what was lemafreya, what was retroactively. So therefore, there's two positive things here, and in other words, it should be an Erev if the Chacham comes from the east, it'll be in the east. If the Chacham comes from the west, my Erev Tchum will be in the west. If wife A comes out, it should be a get for wife A. If wife B comes out, it should be a get for wife B. So these are two Dvarim HaMisnagdim, and there we have to say, Gloy Milsalam Afreya, there you need to come out to Breira to determine what I'd originally meant. Aval b'makom sheyesh rak chiyuv v'shlila, kemo b'chol tanai shemasnei b'skaima tanai b'skaima maisa. But if there's just chiyuv and shlila, that if I did this tanai is fulfilled, then the maisa is fulfilled, and if the tanai is not fulfilled, then the maisa is not fulfilled, sham ein zeh b'chol shnei dvarim mitnagdim zeh lazeh. It's not two contradictory things. Ki hashlila ino davar ela heyader davar. Shlila is not something, it's a lack of something. V'chol brei ra anu tzrichim rak b'matne al shnei dvarim. Right was when there's two things, in other words, two things that are bechiv. Like, for example, the two Erevs that I have. And there's a contradiction between these. Is Erev A going to be an Erev, or is Erev B going to be an Erev? And that's going to be determined when the Chacham comes. So there we come on to Breira, because there you have a contradiction between two Chiyuvs. There you need Breira. But if there's a chiyuv and a shlila, then there's not no problem. There's no issue of breira, because there's not two dvarim hamisnagdim zeh lazeh. There's not two contradictory things, and then we have to say misbar lemafreya that A is good and B isn't good. If there's just, says the Ramban, chiyuv and shlila, shlila is nothing. So then all you're left with is the chiyuv, and if this tanai is fulfilled, then the mice is going to be kaim. If the tanai is not fulfilled, the mice is not going to be kaim. We're talking about one thing. We're talking about if my wife comes out of the door, then this should be a get first, then this should be a get for her. Since there's only one wife, so that's tanai, that's not breira. So Rashi, there's a big discussion about this in the Gemara and Gittin, and of Chafei Amar Aleph, but Rashi says very interestingly, that in an instance where it's not biyadu l'kaim, that it's not within the person's power, so then we have to come on, it's up to external circumstances, that's not within the person's power to determine. There we in fact have to come on to Breira. That's not a Tanai. And Rav Amiel says there's a lot of stiris. That's a very big chiddush that Rashi's saying. That Mamish, it's not considered a Tanai, it's considered Breira when it's not Biyado, and only if it's Biyado it's considered a Tanai. So that's Rashi. And Tosis talks about it, and other Rishonim talk about it. But the Ran doesn't say that. The Ran holds Pashat that, of course, if there's only one thing involved, then it's a Tanai. And it's only if there's two different contradictory things, then it's considered Breira, two different things, Bechiv, two positive things that contradict each other, and then it's going to be Mizbara, which one it was. My children run to Jerusalem, whoever gets there first is going to be money on the Korban Pesach, and, as the Gemara says in Gittin, and then his siblings are going to be money on top of him. Zachar b'chelko, mizakei zachar v'imo. He's zochev in his chelek, and his brother's with him. Hakopanim, that's a case of breira, because we're dealing with different people. So it's two. So that's two different things, b'chiyuv, two different positive things that are in contradiction. So it's going to be mizbar afterwards, which one I was referring to. But if it's just chiyuv and shlila, if yes, then if no, no, so then that's not considered breira, that's not considered mizbar afterwards. When there are two contradictory things, it's mizbar afterwards, which one it was. No, that's just considered, is it yes or no? So for that, you don't need breira, because the no is nothing. It's heya there. So all there is yes. If yes, then yes. And otherwise, blank. So, nothing. So that's pasha the case of tanai. But Breira's Mizbar afterwards is it can be A or B, and A or B are both Bechiv. So that's where the Sardim were made a distinction between the Chiyuv and the Shlila. That's point one that Rav Amiel makes for today's shir. Another point that he makes is that both the Tsarfatim and the Sfaradim didn't themselves darshan time of the Krah. However, what the Sfaradim did do was they didn't explain the reason for the Pasuk, but they did try to define the Pasuk. They try to define the pasuk. L'mashal, dinhu shal pishnai meidim yakum dover. The din is that you need two witnesses. That's only a din in dinei nefashis, in dinei mamonis, and dover shebe erva. So when do you need two witnesses? Life and death cases, monetary cases, and dvarim shebe erva. Aval beisurim gam eid echad nema. But when you're talking about Isser, Eid Echad Neman Bisurim, Isser Veheter. When he tells me the food is kosher, I can trust the person. Eid Echad Neman Bisurim. Dine Nefashis, Dine Mamanis, Nanida. A woman says she went to Mikveh, Eid Echad Neman Bisurim. But Dine Nefashis, Dine Mamanis, and Dabashe Be'erva, there you need two witnesses. However, the Ritva Meseches Gitna, Nafbeza Mebez writes that if you hold that Dabar Sheva Erva isn't Pachas Mishnayim, you need two people for Dabar Sheva Erva, the Master of the Universe, how do you marry off a woman whose husband died Al Pi Eid Echad? That one Eid is made that this woman's husband died and she can get married. Al Smach this Eidus, wait a second, that's a Dabar Sheva Erva. And ain't Dabar Sheva Erva Pachas Mishnayim? Mishnayim. As Zoyat Gefrek, the Ritvan Mesechas getting Beis on a Beis. And they answer in the name of the Ramban. The Bedavar Shehu Mishum Erva Ba'inan Beis Ve'Einayin Echad Nema. You're right, if it's a Dvar Erva, you need two people, and Eid Echad is not Nema. Aval Hasam Eino Ela Gilui Milsa Ba'alma She'anu Tzrichim Leida Im Meis Baila. There it's not Eidus, it's only a Gilui Milsa. It's only revealing, is he alive or is he dead? And we're going to explain that a little bit more soon. So that's the teretz given by the in the name of the Ramban on this kasha, how we marry off a woman based on the testimony of one person, when ein dover sheva erba pachas mishnayim. But that's only because, well, that's only when you need kedushin and gittin, you need two witnesses. But here it's not really edus, it's just Gilui Milsa. And again, we're going to explain that more afterwards, but first we're going to give another example, and then we'll explain both. The beginning of Bava Metzia, the Gemara says, wait a second, how can two guys be arguing about Mekach or Memkar? Who bought the item? Let's look at the Zuz from who was taken. And Rashi explains, let's ask the Moicher, who he received the money from, and then we'll know who the object belonged to, so then they can't argue about the object. So both the Tzarfatim and the Sfaradim ask the Kasha, since the Mekach is no longer in the hands of the Moicher, so then he's only Naaman, like an Eid Echad. So this is Dinei Mamanis. So how are we Mamin? In Dinei Mamanis, this Moicher, who says who he got the money from. Tosis quotes a Gemara in Kedushin that Ein Mekhel Biyado, if he no longer has it in his hand, then he's not Naaman anymore. So all we have left now is this Eid Echad. So how do we believe this Eid Echad to say who he got the money from? An Eid Echad is not Naaman. Eid Echad is, you need two Eidim for Dinei Mamanis. So that's the kasha the Rishonim asks. So what did the Tzarfatim answer? The Tzarfatim answer that that we're talking about Eid HaMisayeh, Poter Mishvua. So this person is going to have a din, the seller is going to have a din of Eid HaMisayeh, and he's going to pater whoever he says that he sold it to, he's going to be pater from swearing, because Eid HaMisayeh paters from Shavua. So that's the answer. The kasha was, what do you mean? Ask the Moicher who he received the money from. How can we believe the Moicher is only one person? And the answer is, you're believing him out to Eda Miseya Potter Mishua. So that's very nice, and so you're not believing him 100%. You're just believing him to patter the person who he said he got the money from swearing that he paid for it. So that's a very dachuk teretz. Why? Because we don't find in any Mishnah and any Gemara that Eda Miseya Potter Mishua. And it's not even muskam that it's true. Who says Eda Miseya? It's a machloket, it's a big ding. And you're going to say in Pashtus, that's the Pashut Kash of the Gemara, that this one Eda is going to just patter from Shavua? That's all he's doing? When we don't even know if it's true Eda Miseya Potter Mishua? So that's the Shverkeit with the Teretz of the Tzarfatim. However, the Shita Mekubetzis brings to the name of the Rishonim, who write, normally one aid isn't believed to take out money to be moitzi mammon. Shiny hacha de lo have ele gilui milsa ba'alma. Here it's just a gilui milsa. Kevin the chol echa de tof is bikula. Since both of them are holding the object together, ve'onan sade shalon esratza ele mishanasin lo mos. And we're aidim that he only agreed to give it to the person who gave him money. The kevin the chatu vaday docher, since it's only one of them, he's definitely going to remember. Hilchach gilui milsa ba'alma. Therefore it's just a gilui milsa. So we see in both cases, both of the case of the davar shebe'erba, ein davar shebe'erba, pachas mishtayim. And yet, still, you can marry a woman based on the edus of one aid. And this case of lechzei zuzim in man nakat, even though by any moment it's only two aidim, here one aid is enough. Because in both cases, we say it's a gili milsa. What's this all about? So here, Rav Amiel explains a beautiful pshat. Oimek ha'iyun, oimek ha'lambis. Vehezber ha'dverim u'kefishe kvar biyarnu b'sifreinu, darkei Moshe, darkei ha'kinyonim shmai tzavov. He is a sefer. Derech HaKodesh, and Derech HaKodesh, and Derech HaKinyanim. Derech HaKodesh, where he talks about this two svarim, he talks about Kinyanim and Inyanei Kodshim. So they're both very deep, very lamdish svarim. They reprinted those svarim also, so you can get them. If I'm not mistaken, they also have them online at HebrewBooks.org. If I'm not mistaken. Although I might be mistaken. In any event, but it's Kedai to have and Kedai to learn. So there he explained as follows. The Mashi Hivdila HaTorah Vein Dinei Nefasha is to be in a Dafka Shnei Eidim. Uvein Isurim She'ein Echad Ein She'eid Echad Neman. The fact that the Torah distinguished between Dinei Nefasha where you need two Eidim and Isser where one Eid is enough, that even though it's Xeris HaKosuv, nevertheless, we have to determine, we have to make some logic out of this Xeris HaKosuv. What's the Pshat? What's the Geder? What's the Hagdara that's going to distinguish between Isurim, that Eid Echad is Naaman, and Nefashos, Mamanus, etc., Erva, where you need two Eidim? The Hagdorahi, the Bedine Nefashos, the Dine Mamanus, Ha'edus Bala, Ha'komas, Dover, Chodosh. In the Dine Nefashos and Mamanus, the Eidus is coming to establish something new. Like, for example, if we say that somebody killed somebody else, the Onesh Misa is not Munach Be'etzem Mitzius HaRitzicha. When he killed somebody, he doesn't become automatically dead, automatically Chayev Misa. No. If he kills somebody, now there's going to be, if they're Eidim, there's going to be a new Chiyuv of Misa, Chiyuv Chadosh. So that's what's happening in Dinei Nefashos. It's Hakomas Dover Chodesh. What the Eidim are made about is going to establish a new Chiyuv. Whenever you're talking about Inyanim Mamanus and Chiyuvim and he owes him and Kinyanim, the Eidim are made and that establishes something new. Hakomas Dover Chodesh. But in Isurim, why in Isurim is one enough? Because the difference between Isurim and the other areas of Halacha is that in Isurim, if somebody comes and says this is Chaylev, it's unkosher fat, or Shuman, it's kosher fat, there's no Hakomas Dover Chodosh. They're not saying something new. They're just establishing what is. In the words of Rav Amiel, Elon Mosrim Rak Torah HaDover. They're just describing what is. Uve Eidus Sheba'erva Gam Kein. In Eidus Sheba'erva, it's the same. For example, Eide Kiddushin and Geirushin. They're being making a Dover Chodosh. It's not even a Metzius. When a man gives a woman a ring and he says, Harei Mekudeshesli, the Tabazu, the Metzius is that they're not married. It's only because of the Eidim they're married. So the Eidim are making a Dover Chodosh. Masha'en kein be'edus misa, the heter that created through this, that her husband, that a woman's husband is dead, is not a Dover Chodosh. It's just the Metzius. Because the Isser is Eishes Ish, and when he dies, there's no Ish. She's no longer an Eishes Ish. And when we talk about Kinyan and Mechiros, when somebody makes a Kinyan, when somebody does a Kinyan Suder, so it's not moving from one Rishus to another, but Etzem HaKinyan Suder. Just through the Maisa HaKinyan, something new is happening. And for that, you need Eidim to make this Kinyan a Kinyan. But let's say there's a Mechira that's known, and we just need a Gili Milsa, who we were Mekabel the most from. So there, one is enough. And that's what the Shita Mekubetzis means. In other words, we had a Kasha in the Shita Mekubetzis, the Shita Mekubetzis had a Kasha. Why do we say that Lechzi Zulimimman Nakat, how do we believe the Moichir, he's only one aid? The answer he gives is, Ein Achinami, he's only one aid. But the difference between having one aid and two aidim is that two aidim are required for a Davar Chadash, and one aid is required for a Gili Milsa Ba'alma. So normally, the distinction would be between Isurim, where you're saying, for example, that this is unkosher meat. You're not establishing it as unkosher meat. You're just being megale what is the mitzias, the toar. And whereas in other areas, in kinyanim, and in dinei nefashas, so what the Eidim are doing is they're creating something new. They're creating chiyuv misa. They're saying that there's a kinyan here. So that's generally going to be the distinction between those two cases. But the be'etzem hagdoras hadover, you're right, it's exeris hakosuf, is surim, eid achadema, and other things, two eidim. It's exeris hakosuf, but exeris hakosuf with logic behind it, with a hagdara. And the hagdara is new thing, two eidim, revealing something, one eid. So if you can find areas where normally you would need two eidim, but it's only a gilui milsa, then one eid would suffice. So therefore, in the case of meisim ish, you, Isha, that you marry off a woman because one eight said her husband's dead. So that one eight is just doing a Gili Milsa. He's not being Mekam a Davar Chadash. It's Munach Be'etzim, the husband's Misa, that this woman is going to be allowed to marry somebody else. So too, it's Munach in the... it's just revealing when the Moicher says he sold it to Reuven and not to Shimon. He's just saying what he did, but he's not being Mekam a Davar Chadash. That kinyan was already done earlier. So therefore, when we talk about chiyuv in dinei mamonos, so that you say like this person is, you know, damage this other person, so it's not munach and etzem what he did that he owes. So the eidim need to be making this davar chadash. So that's in all areas, all other areas. Masha'en came when it comes to isurim, you're just explaining what is. So in instances where even though we're dealing with, let's say, dinei mamonos, which normally require two, but if it's just going to be a gilui milsa, then one is enough. If it's going to be if we're dealing with erva, and we're marrying a woman based on one aid, you're allowed to do that, even though normally erva requires two, because it's just a gilui milsa. This aid is just saying that the person's dead, and they're not being making a davar chadash. So that, says Rav Amiel, is what the Sfaradim do. The Sfaradim are omeid on the hagdara of the pasuk, and the Sfaradim said that the hagdara is of the difference between isurim and other areas of halacha is that in isurim you need one, and other areas of halacha you need two, because isurim is a gilui milsa, and other areas are hakamas davar chadash. But if in the other areas you have a gilui milsa, then one is going to be enough, and therefore saying that the husband's dead, or saying that he sold it to Reuven and not to Shimon, where there's no hakamas davar chadash, one aid is going to be enough. Continues with Amiel Zechet Tzadik Livracha. Sometimes you have a machlokas between the Tzalfatim and the Sfaradim, that l'chor it's only nogea to one prat, but be'emes, the nekudas ha-machlokas is nogea to the etzem concept. And then we'll see that the Sfaradim are more engaged in deeper analysis. Where do we see this? So here he gives an example of zechiya. We know there's a concept in halach of zechiya, zaken ladim shalei b'fanam, that you're zochin an object even without the other person's knowledge, can acquire for somebody else. The question is zechiya mitam shlichus or not? Do you say that a person's zochin because it's like he's this other person's shliach or not? So the tzarfatim say pashtus zechiya mitam shlichus, and there's no difference. Zechiya shlichus because of shlichus, beautiful. The svaradim hold no, that zechiya is not mitam shlichus. That while by shlichus we say shlucho shel adam kamoso, and when the shliach does something, immediately the chalois happens, as if the mishalech did it. Sfaradim say that b'zechia, it only works that the mizake can't retract, but the chalos only happens when it reaches the hands of the zoche. So it looks like it's a machlokas in this prat, that the tzarfatim say that the shliach, it's zechia mitam shlichus, and therefore the shliach is zoche immediately. The mishalech is zoche immediately because of what the shliach did. The zoche is zoche immediately because of the person who is mezakeh him. And the svaradim say no, that the person who is that in shlichus it happens immediately, the chalos is immediate. But in zechia, when a person's mezakeh, then he can't retract. But the person who is zoche doesn't get; it's not in his possession until he actually makes a kinyan on, takes it into his hands. So it looks like it's a machlokas in this prat. However, it's really a machlokas be'etzem hamusag zechia. Because in the sefer, in his Rav Amiel's other sefer, in Kochim, in Shmaitze Dalid, Perek Tes until Yud Aleph, he explains the machlokas as follows. That the Tzarfatim hold. When he talks about in the sefer and kinyanim. So the Tzarfatim hold that the pu'ul of zechia is mitzad hazoche. That the zoche does the pu'ul as hazechia, the one making, the one being zoche, the one acquiring the object. The svardim hold, the opposite, that it's mitzad the mizake, the one being mizake the object, and not the one being zoche in the object. Or in other words, according to the Tzarfatim, the chalois zechia is the one to whom the schus is given, the one who is supposed to acquire the object. And according to the Sfardim, the schus is for the person for whom it is a chov, not for the one who is a schus. For the Tzarfatim, it's mitzad hazoche. For him, it's a schus, and he gets it immediately. When Reuven is zochen an item for Shimon, Shimon gets it immediately. So this chalos zechia goes immediately to Shimon. For Shimon, it's a schus. For this tzfardim, no. Who's mizakeh? The one for whom it's a chov. The mizakeh. The mizakeh is doing the maisa here. It's the mezakeh working, and therefore the mezakeh can't retract. But he's not doing anything yet for the zoche. Just the mezakeh can't take it back. But the zoche still has to get it. So that's for the one who the chov is, for a chov for the mezakeh. Now he can't have it anymore. The explanation is, b'chol makom drushot kihinei. B'chol makom drushot lahatakata rishiyot shtei yediyot. In order for something to exchange, move from one rishis to another, you need two yediyas. Kolomar, shekolat chachut berushuyot, kishadavar neatak merushut achat, rishut shnia, dusha gam yediyat ba'al ha-matzav ha-yashan, shadavar yotzeh merushuto, v'gam yediyat ba'al ha-matzav ha-chadash, shadavar nechnas berushuto. Whenever you have something moving from rishis A to rishis B, you need two yediyas. The yediyas of the one, the person who owns rishis A, and then the idea now of the person in Rishus B that it should be going into his Rishus. That's a normal case. The Gamzeh on a Rome, what else do we see? That these two ideas are Hava Hotalia. In other words, if there's a idea of one of them that the Mocher wants to sell and the Lokech doesn't want to buy, so not only can't you force the Kone, but the Mocher can change his mind. Because you need the two ideas and here you don't have it. The idea also means not only they know about it, they agree, they're willing. So you need the moicher, rishus A, and then you need the koiner, rishus B. And if you have lack, let's say rishus B, he doesn't want to get it, then the moicher, rishus A, doesn't have to, he can retract it any time. He says, all right, first I wanted to sell it to you, but now I changed my mind. The yotzei min haklal is zechiyah. that even though the Zoche doesn't know about it, the Das of the Mezake is good enough for the Zoche. Umemela, we have a Suffolk. If that the Zechiyah works, is because Bedina, according to the Din, it's considered as if the Zoche knew about it. And that's what it means, Zechiyah is mitam shlichus. And Memela, the Kinyan is Chal, immediately. And that's going to be the Tzarfatim. That when the Zoche doesn't know about it, if Reuven is Zoche, an item for Shimon, so even though the Shimon doesn't know about it, it's as if he knew about it. And therefore the Chalois is immediate. Or do we say, no, it's a Chiddush. The Chiddush is that what Reuven does for Shimon is Poel. Normally you need two Yediyas, which are Haba HaTalia. You need the person of Rishus A and the person of Rishus B. But here, it's enough just Yediyah of Rishus A. Just Reuven being Mizaka, the object of Shimon, is enough. So according to that understanding, that it's a Chiddush, that it's enough for Reuven to know about it, and he is Poel, even without Shimon, it's not as if Shimon knows about it. It's just Reuven being Poel on behalf of Shimon. So that means Reuven, for whom it's a chov, because now he's losing out. He can't take this object anymore. He was mezakeh to Shimon. But sof sof, Shimon didn't get it. So he can't be chozer bo, because he was Poel even without the idea of the other tzad. That's the chiddush. Normally you need the idea of both tzadim. And here he could be Poel without the idea of the tzad sheni of Shimon. Reuven is just Poel for himself on behalf of Shimon, that he's mezakeh this object for Shimon, and that now he can no longer attract. You know, say, no, I really want it for myself. So and for him it's a chov, and he's the poet. But the one for whom it's a schus, so he doesn't get it until he actually gets it. And that's what the Sfardim hold. So what do we see from here? We see an interesting idea in the moving of an item from one rishus to the next. According to this Atzarfatim, you really need das of both sides. Because when you have the das of Reuven in our example, it's as if we view it as if you also have the das of Shimon at the Zechiyah. It's as if he's Shimon Shliach. And he and Shimon is Zoche. So it's as if you have Shimon's das also. The Chiddush of the Sfaradim, and that's why Rav Amiel says that they analyze it even deeper, is that you can have a Kinyan even only with the das of one side, of the Mezakeh. And that already is Poel, even without the das of the Zoche. And now the Mezake can't be Chozer Bo, can't retract, even though it doesn't yet belong to the Zoche. We don't view it as if the Zoche had das. Otherwise it would already belong to him. The fact is it doesn't yet belong to him. But what the Mezake did is enough to make it that the Zoche, when he does get it, it's going to be his. And that the Mezake can't be Chozer Bo anymore. And that's the Sfaradim. So here we have another example, interesting, the Tzafatim and the Sfaradim. It looked like it was an argument in one little issue. Is Zechiyah mitam shlichas or not? But then we see it's the whole musig of Zechiyah. That this machlokas is the person Zoche immediately when his friend takes it for him? Or does he have to get it? Is it machlokas? What's the etzema musig? According to the Tzarfatim, it's mamash shlichus. So Reuven did it for Shimon. It's as if they both have das. Reuven had das to put it into Shimon's rishos, and as if Shimon had das to get it into his rishos. And Shalom Yisrael, he gets it immediately. According to the Sfaradim, no. Reuven has das for Shimon, and that's all we need. That Reuven should have das for Shimon. It's enough already to make a Zechiyah that Reuven, the Mezakeh, can't be Chozer Bo, and now Shimon just has to come and collect his whatever he's collecting. The Sfaradim, continues the Rav, they like to make distinctions between Metzias and Din. Meaning, sometimes there's a Chiddush of the Torah that isn't Mechadesh, a Metzias, just a Din. And the Metzias remains as it is, and on that the Torah is not Mechadesh anything on the Metzias. And in the case where you need the Metzias, there you can't use this Chiddush. Because the Chiddush is only going to be for Din and not for Metzias. What's an example of that? Classic. Bava Metzia, the famous Sugya. So you have an animal that might be potter from Meiser Behema, and it jumps back in the animals which are chayv in Meiser Behema. So we say that all the animals are now potter. Why? Because it says that Asiri Kodesh, the tenth animal that comes out, is holy. So the Gemara says it has to be Asiri Vadeh, Asiri Sufik. It has to be definitely the tenth animal that's chayv, and not Suffolk. Maybe he's not Chayiv. Maybe he's Pater. That's the one that jumped back in. Maybe that's the one coming out now. So Memela, they're all Pater, because it has to be Asiri Vade, and every one of these would be Asiri Suffolk. So Frek Toysvis, I understand. Levat L'Beroi V'L'Chayiv. What about Bitl Barov? You have a hundred animals that are Chayiv, and one jumped back in. That's Pater. So Master of the Universe, Bitl Barov. So that one should be Batel, and all the other ones that are Chayiv. So they were Dochak, says Tosfos, and they said that Balei Chayim are Chashiv, and we're not Mevatel Balei Chayim. But this is a Dochak, because as the Ritva says, that Balei Chayim are only Batel Rabbanon. So the Seder, so you can say Rabbanon and Mevatel are Oker, Davar, Min HaTorah. Rabbanon are Oker, Davar, Min HaTorah, if they have a reason, if they have some sort of Siyag. Sheva Al Taisa, they can do that. But here, what sort of Siyag is there? So how would they be Mevatel, the Din Torah? And say that in this instance, Midin Torah, it's not Batel. So Midin Torah, it should be Batel. So why don't we say Midin Torah, it's Batel? And the rabbis aren't going to say here that Midin Torah, it's, that Midin Torah, that Midin Torah, it's not Batel, because why would they do such a thing? What siyag would they have? What fence would they have to say here, to uproot the Din Torah and say that it's not Batel? So again, we're left with the kasha of why is the animal that jumped in not Batel? And to say that Balei Chayim are Chashiv and we're not Mevatel and not Batel, that's only Din Rabbanan. But the Rais, they certainly are Batel. So why then do we say here that there's no Bitel? There should be Bitel Midin Torah. This one animal that jumped in, that's Pater, from Meiser Behemah, should be brought in all the animals that are Chayiv in Meiser Behemah, and then the tenth one that came out, the Asiri Vad, even if it's that animal, but still, it's now considered an animal that's Chayiv in Meisers, and Meiser Behemah, mitzad the din of Bittel. So that is all the teretz of Tosfos. What does the Ritva say? What do the Svarim say? They say there's no kash at all. Dafilu tamed the Balei Chayim be'alma batli midoy raisa hachaloi batl. Even if you say that normally Balei Chayim are batl midoy raisa, like we wanted to say, it's only Durabanan that Balei Chayim chashivi v'lo batli. Midoy raisa, they are batl. Hachaloi batl, here they're not batl. Why? Mishim dom rachmana ba'asiri, asiri vadi v'lo asiri safik. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said it's asiri vadi and not asiri safik. And as the Shita Mekubetzis explains, Dafili, remember we now called the parish from Rupa Parish, Asure Suffolk Mikri, Elashat Torah Tira Suffolk Zebi Sur, Gilosivachwe Rabbi Mahatis, Venefacho Yisur Lehetra Ade Bittel Baroi. So normally, what's the idea? That you have called the parish Miruba Parish. And therefore, if you have a rove, you can file the rove. So if you have, let's say, 9 pieces of kosher meat and 1 piece of unkosher meat, yes, lying on the, you have 9 kosher stores and 1 unkosher store. And then you find a piece of meat, and you don't know if it came from the stunned kosher or unkosher store, you're allowed to eat that piece of meat. Why? Because you have a rove. You have a rove, gevaldik, and you're allowed to file that rove. Even though you're filing the rove, it still has a gedder of a suffix. It's still the suffix. It hasn't changed its mitzias, just achrei rabba mahatos. Or if you have 3 pieces mixed up, 2 of them are kosher and 1 isn't, so you can eat the piece. You can eat all 3 pieces, according to many. Why? Because each one is a suffix, and al suffix, you're allowed to eat it, but it's still a suffix. Just in din, the Torah was matir it, but in the mitzias, it's still a suffix. Aval hachali olam lo nafik mechlal suffix asiri. But here, it never comes out of being suffix asiri. Meaning that the chiddush of bittel barov is a chiddush bidin. So as long as it's enough for us to follow the din of bittel barov, like for example, in talking about a piece of kosher meat, you can say, you can follow the rove. You can say that there are 9 kosher stores and 1 unkosher and you found a piece of meat. You're right, it's still a suffix, but it's a suffix bedin and you're allowed to follow the rove. But here, the din requires a metzias as well. It has to be a metzias of vaday, not just a din vaday. In a chinami, here you could say there's a din vaday, but here there's not enough that is a din vaday. You're right, there's bittul barov, but here you don't. It's not enough to have a din vaday. You need a metzias of vaday. That din vaday has to come along with the metzias of vaday, and the din Torah doesn't change the metzias. The din Torah that you can follow the rov doesn't change the metzias, and doesn't mean that no. This animal now has the status. Of being an animal that's chayav in Meiser Behema. That bittel doesn't create a new reality that now this animal has a new din, has a metzias of being vadei chayav. No. All the bittel does is, it says that normally what bittel does is, it says that you can, since all you require is a din bittel, so al pi din you can follow the rov. But when the din requires that there should be a metzias of vadei, their bittel isn't enough. So here in the metzias, the animal that comes out might really not be an animal that's chayiv in meisers behema. So therefore, since there's a problem here in the metzias, it doesn't help to talk about bittul barov, because bittul is just din. But where you need a metzias, asiri vadei amar rachman avla, asiri safek, you need a metzias, it should be an asiri vadei, and not just din. But that's the metzias should be that 100% it's chayiv, and not just that it's still besafek, but you're allowed to follow the rov. That's normally you have a rov. It's still besafek, but you're allowed to follow the rov. But here we don't say it's still besafek and you're allowed to follow the rov. Here it has to be a vadei asiri. In the metzias, it has to be an animal that's not chayiv. Here it has to be an animal that is chayiv in meiser behema. And this animal might very well not be chayiv, because one of the animals jumped in, that was putter from meiser behema, and now it jumped into all the animals that were chayiv. So the metzias is now that the one coming out might be, you're right, there could be, normally there'd be bittul. That's only when a din bittul is enough. But here the metzias is very balabatish, that a person sees, wait a second, one of those animals is pater. Ah, you need a metzias that all the animals are chayiv. So you don't have that anymore. And therefore all the animals in there are now going to be pater. Because you don't have any more asiri vadai. So only if you have an asiri vadai, again, vadai not only... That the din vadai is only if there's a metzias of vadai, and not just a regular normal din bittul, which is where you're following the din, even though the metzias might be otherwise. Normally, you follow the din bittul, and the metzias you might be eating an unkosher piece of meat that might have come from the miyut stores, but that doesn't bother us because you're allowed to follow the din. So here, that's the difference between the Sfaradim and the Tzarfatim. But the Tzarfatim didn't make a distinction between metzias and din, and they asked, what about bittul barov? And they didn't make a chilek between Metzias and Din, and the Sfaradim did. And one more point that he makes, another difference, is that the Sfaradim are mechalek more between a Siba Yishara and a Siba Tzadis, between a direct cause and a side cause. And based on this, Yisrael, the Rashba writes to the Mashal Begitna, Dafayin Hamad Aleph, to make a distinction between HaReza Kigtech HaManashe Titli Matayim Zuz. The guy says, this is your get on condition that you give me 200 zuz. So there you can say that nesina baal korcho shmei nesina. That the giving of this money, baal korcho, is called giving. And that's different than somebody saying, a woman saying, give me a mana. That hareza gitech, excuse me, amana shetitnili matayim zuz. This is your get on condition that you, the woman, give me matayim zuz. Yes. So where she gives him the time zuz, it could even be Baal Korcho. The Nesina Baal Korcho Shmei Nesina. And we make a distinction between that and the case where a woman says, Tainli mana v'kadesh anilach. Give me a mana and I will be married to you. Give me money and I'll be married to you. Money, a mana. If he gives it to her, in this case Baal Korcho, she doesn't want to accept it. Everybody holds Lo Shmei Nesina. What's the difference? Why in the case of Gittin, where he says, this is your get, on condition that you give me 200 zuz. There she can even give it to him Baal Korcho. There's a Sfar to say that. But in the case of give me as a mana and I'll marry you, there in the Nesina Baal Korcho, everybody holds is not Nesina. What's the difference? That even though when somebody says, Arizi Kitech HaManashe Tidli Matayim Zuz, the Nesina is a cause for the Kiyum HaGet. Nevertheless, that's a Sibat Stadis. The Etzem Chalois HaGet doesn't come with the Matayim Zuz. The Etzem Chalois HaGet comes out of the Nesina's HaGet, Geshula Atzmai. But in order for the Get to be a good Get, he's makbid that it should be matayim zuz. The etzem hasibat hagdegerushin is the get, but there's a sibat status of hey, I want my 200 zuz. So in this case of Sibat Stadis, you can talk about Nesina Baal Korcho being Shmei Nesina. Mashen came in the other case, where she says, Tein li mana v'akadosh ani lach l'cha, there the Nesina is a Siba Yishara l'kedushin. So even if you normally hold Nesina Baal Korcho, Shema Nesina, that Nesina can only be if it's a Sibat Stadis, but not if it's a Siba Yishara, direct reason. So here the kedushin is directly chal by this money, where the kedushin is directly chal by this money, we don't say that nesina bal korcho shmei nesina. We only say nesina bal korcho shmei nesina when it is an indirect cause. In the get case, give me 200 zuz and I will give you a get. There, the siba yishara is the get, and the siba tzadis is the 200 zuz. There, you can talk about nesina bal korcho. But in the case of kedushin, where a siba yishara for the kedushin will be when he gives her money, there the kulei alma says the Rashba nesina bal korcho is lo shmei nesina. And Rav Amiel concludes this parak, and he says there are many more examples. But tein lechacham v'yechkam od, and siyata d'shmaya, we should be zot to be chachamim, and to have more shiurim in this sefer, and to be zochel lumar ulam elishma lasu l'kayim is called divrei samutar sechav yavo. Amen. Ken yiratzon shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.